T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
9:44, Tommy Tucker, WWL. In case you have not heard, the I-10 is closed in both directions at the Twin Spans, between Oak Harbor and Twin Spans. Something knocked down some power lines that has also caused a power outage for some people in Oak Harbor. They don't know why the down, or at least we don't know yet what happened with the lines, but they're saying they're energized and they're working as quickly as they can to get everything back to normal. And we're joined now by Scott Walker, Jefferson Parish Councilman at Large. Got that right?
You got it.
Hi. Talk about SB 59 and SB 359 and now SB 440. Scott, you're a broadcaster turned elected official. Here's what I'm trying to say in a clumsy way and get it in as quickly as I possibly can. Give us the whole story, if you will, on 359 and 440, what it would do and where we stand now.
Well, remember last time we talked about 359 and I said it stunk and it was bad for Jefferson Parish, it was bad for the coastal parishes. Well, 440 is going to end up being a backdoor attempt to pass 359 the way it shapes up right now. And 440 would, in essence, still kill the Freeport-McMoran lawsuit that was approved by several parishes, still waiting on approval for a few more, but it's $100 million sitting on the doorstep that the state is willing to just turn its back on. And if this SB 440 were to go through, it totally changes the parameters of the settlement and doesn't go back together, in essence.
So how would that be an end run around 359? Because 359, and we talked to Stephen Wagasback, I don't know if you heard him earlier.
Yes, I did.
That it would... Well, respond to all of that, if you would, please.
Well, one of the things that he brought up, the main concern, is issues of state concern and local concern. And I said a few weeks ago in front of the committee that in a lot of cases, and in most cases probably, issues of state concern are of local concern. And who's going to have more passion about those issues than the parishes and their local governments? The state will not sue. They don't have the resources to sue. And if they do sue, it won't be a full-hearted effort. It's going to cost, I don't know if you saw the article in the paper a couple of days ago, lays it out very well. It's going to cost $4.3 million for each of these lawsuits. There are 42 pending lawsuits. The state can't afford to hire outside counsel. It would use taxpayer dollars to do so if it tried to hire outside counsel. The law firm the parishes are using has put $9 million towards this, hasn't collected a penny. And the people who say they want to make sure this goes to coastal restoration and protection, well, it does. The terms of that lawsuit settlement make sure it all goes to coastal restoration and protection, and the lawyer's fees come out above and beyond that. A lawyer will decide after the fact what type of payout they get, but it doesn't come from the settlement fund that goes towards the coastal restoration issues.
So in terms of this permit situation, it is a state permit. Is that what Stephen Wagasback was trying to say? That's what they're saying is the dividing line. This is a state permit that was violated, so the parish doesn't have standing to sue. That would be between the state and the oil company?
Right, and here's the rub. The biggest issue is to hold Big Oil accountable, right? That's the way the parishes see it. It's not to run off Big Oil. It's a great partner for the state of Louisiana. It's only to hold Big Oil accountable when things go wrong, when they need to fix things that they messed up. So will the state hold Big Oil accountable? We don't think so. We think that it's a get out of jail free card for Big Oil, and the state won't use the authority that it has, number one, because it doesn't have the resources, and number two, would it really have the desire to do so? That's why this bill is being pushed so hard by the oil and gas companies. It's as clear as day. And I don't understand the defense of it. Everybody has different opinions. But again, nobody will have more passion for the parishes than the parishes and keeping the parishes' coastlines clean.
Now, none of this was done on contingency, right, as far as the attorneys are concerned?
No, I mean, there's no money being paid right now. That law firm is $9 million in the hole on their own money, and they would get a payout from this Freeport-McMoRan settlement, for example, after the settlement goes through and after a judge decides what they get above and beyond that $100 million. So
From the parish or from the oil company? In other words, would the oil company pay the legal bills on top of the settlement, or would it come out of the parish budget and this money would be used for something, a different pile of money? Let me put it that way.
No. Our understanding is that the oil companies would also pay for the attorney's fees as well.
I was just going to say, as it stands now, somebody owes these lawyers $9 million, right?
Right. And that's going to come out on the back end of this, but it's not going to be the parishes paying that money.
No, but I mean, if 359 passes, well, then the parishes are going to be out of pocket on this?
If 359 passes, then we're going to go to court, and our attorneys think that we can win in court, too.
Okay. So
359 and 440. 440 basically still takes away the ability of local governments to sue. And in the end, it looks like that 440, once it goes through the Senate, the author of this bill, Senator Henskins, hopes that the House will then tack on amendments to it that make it look like 359 again. It's very convoluted, and it's hard to get through all the mess, but in the end, I think, and all the parishes agree, Plaquemines, Jefferson, St. Bernard, St. John, Cameron, Vermilion, all the parishes agree that it's bad for the parishes and it's good for big oil.
But as you know, Scott, as a journalist, the bigger money items, the more convoluted you make it, the less patience, I guess, or time the public has to follow it. And that's usually where the bigger money issues are concerned, are the things that are convoluted and, for the most part, dry, where you need to make a little flow chart on your tablet to pay attention to all of this. The reason I was asking about the legal fees before, these suits have been going on for a while, and what the law they're referring to, they could have done this a long time ago, but they didn't, and it seems as though the only reason this now is being pushed is because of the pending $100 million settlement?
Exactly. They've tried to kill these lawsuits for years, and this is why they want it to go away now, because they know what this $100 million settlement is going to mean for the other oil companies that are facing litigation. Let me read a quick quote to you from yesterday's paper.
Sure.
Again, this article lays it out very well. State Senator Eddie Lambert said he sees an ulterior motive as he tries to parse the dense language of Senate Bill 440. This is a backdoor attempt to pass 359, Lambert finally said. And Senator Allain, who took over the debate from Senator Fessy, noted that he wasn't the bill's author. And he said, "Is this a backdoor attempt to pass 359, Lambert asked. "I have no clue," Fessy replied. And during the debate, Henskins paced throughout the Senate chamber. Lawmakers don't know what they're voting on when it comes to Senate Bill 440. They don't know what this is doing, why it's here. There's no need for it, and they're trying to push it through anyway. So, again, it's a little bit of hijinks going on at the state capitol right now, because it became pretty clear 359 was going to have a real—
I think we lost you. Scott, I think
40.
We got the gist of it.
Let's try and get them ended on the back here.
Gotcha. The phone cut out for saying it. Thank you, Scott. Have a good weekend. Tell your mother and father hello for me, would you please?
I will, Tommy. Thanks.
I mean that sincerely. 9:53, 7 before 10. Traffic or just taking a break here on WWL? Taking a break. The I-10 twin span closed, or at least closed. The I-10 is closed between the Oak Harbor exit and the twin span. Somebody texted in and said construction crews hit the line while they were trying to put up the new signboards. So either way, it's closed. They're trying to get the power lines back up between the Oak Harbor exit and the I-10 twin spans. Those are closed in both directions, and some of Oak Harbor is out of power. We'll be back, find out what Newell's got coming up on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.